We are going to move right into item one. Madam Clerk, please call item one.
Item number one, a resolution by Supervisor Jurczyk relating to county land sales and the procedure for the disposition of real estate.
Supervisor Mann.
Move approval.
All right. Got a motion for approval?
Madam Chairman.
Mr.
Baldwin. There is a substitute that's been distributed. I think the committee needs to move approval of that substitute.
All right. And
where is that about?
Never seen it.
I think the substitute is basically the same with the addition of one item, however making it a ordinance as opposed to a straight resolution. Do you have copies?
They were distributed, Madam Chair.
They are before us. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'll withdraw my motion.
All right, Supervisor Mayo has withdrawn the motion to approve the resolution. If you look at the ordinance, the change is to make the... All right, Supervisor Mayo is asking that I pass the gavel. I will do so, although I will tell you there's no pride in ownership. This was requested by the committee. So the committee may do anything they like with it. Okay. Supervisor Bowen.
Are there any supervisors who would like to comment on the substitute? Supervisor Jurczyk?
I would just like to explain what the substitute does as opposed to the original resolution. If you look at the substitute and go to the second page, item 3 was added at the end to state that any lands declared surplus by the county shall immediately be referred to the Economic Community Development for disposition under the terms set out in item 2. Now, item 2 basically sets forth the same things that were in the original resolution. But since a resolution is more of an informal policy, an ordinance sets policy on sale of land. This was included as a formal ordinance. It still includes all the original provisions in the resolution that hopefully supervisors had a chance to review, mm-hmm. and then added the number 3, which was the issue on declaring something surplus. So that's how it changed from the original resolution and now creates an ordinance.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. All right, what I think we need to do here is I want to ask a little background. I know we've read this, difference between RFP for everybody's edification for an RFI, and then because of what's happened, you know, just so we have an understanding of what the procedure was. We've had all this controversy, of course. I mean, is there in the RFI process, obviously the Economic Development Committee wasn't a part of that process in the past. Mm. Now we're trying to be a part of that process. That's part of this, I guess that's the question I'm throwing out. I guess I'm going to throw it to Mr. Baldwin so I don't have to go back and forth here. With his background, this, if I could, Mr. Chairman. Yes. In other words, the explanation would be, you know, how do we get to this position now? You know, for future, I think we need to clarify for the future and have something here. But, I mean, we've had all this controversy, unfortunately, and I think good people try to get to the end analysis. We're at odds on some things. I think we can throw all sorts of blame out because I think that's what it comes out of. But have we followed proper procedures up to this point? In our last situation, you know, was there an understanding? Was there an RFI out there? Can the executive then go forth and bring something to us? I mean, have we followed procedures, and what is the procedure up to this point? Can I ask that, please?
Mr. Chairman, yes. What this does is just simply put into the ordinance or into a resolution if the ordinance wouldn't have been introduced, the procedures that have been followed in the past. Mm-hmm. And it's my understanding this only applies to the future.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't apply to anything. And in the past, the county board would, on occasion, which they did with the parties, they did with 6th and State, do an RFP.
Mm-hmm.
RFIs were usually just trying to find out who was interested in bidding on a property rather than getting detailed proposals in the past. I'm only talking about in the past.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And whenever we got any tax deed property, it always came to this committee before anything was done with it, short of cleaning it up and finding out who the tenants were, if there were tenants in it. So this really codifies the procedure that we've been following. What we've been doing is dealing with each parcel separately. And so, for example, on the UWM parcel, we made the choice to only deal with UWM on that parcel, even though the county board had declared that land surplus and said that they could sell it, that the county board never put an RFP out on the street on the land that was later sold to UWM. But that was the county board's choice. But when it was declared surplus, it was immediately given to the Economic Development Committee to take care of it from there on. And there was numerous meetings on that land that UWM purchased. But we never formally voted for it, nor did we ever do an RFP. And when UWM's proposal came in, the county board reviewed it and approved it. And the same thing is true in the MSOE's project. That was one where we had a policy to do an RFP, but because of MSOE's unique request, the county board considered it and approved it. So this really codifies what we've been doing. What we haven't been doing in the past is telling people what the procedure is before something is declared surplus. And for example, the Crystal Ridge that's here has never been declared surplus. So it's never been in the jurisdiction for this committee. And what's before us later in the meeting isn't a sale. Even though Sue Black several times put a sale of that land in her budget, it was always removed by the county board. I'd be happy to add additional things, but I think I've clarified it. Unless you have additional,
I have a follow-up, please.
Go ahead, Supervisor Smith.
Thank you. You know, because it brings up the situation we're in too. We're talking about a different situation, sir. But that's why we need to clarify, I think, all this, because it seems we've gone in different. Although, when we've done development, we've always had a lot of specifics, and we've asked a lot of specifics in our different kind of UWM, and all the county grounds issues are a very good example of that. I mean, we've had very specific proposals. We've had taken a long time on these, but the key point I thought was to start this whole process, RFI in particular, is that we have to declare something surplus, we the board. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
Best example of that was the High Point office building was declared surplus. It was county institution land that was not in the research park, and this committee directed that an RFP be put out on that property. When the RFPs came in, this committee rejected those RFPs and said go out a second time. Mm-hmm. Each time it came to this committee, but it didn't come to this committee until it was declared surplus.
Okay, that's long time history, but that's a good example. That's just before I came on the board, but I know that it was voted by the committee. Let's get to the point, okay? With the transit center, okay, did the county board, I thought on the budget, say this was surplus, and that did that then allow, or I think the previous chairman was asked to, by the executive to have an RFI process. So was that proper procedure? Was that followed?
The declaring of that property surplus was only done at the last board meeting.
Correct.
Okay. It was not done prior to that.
Okay.
But the county board did adopt a resolution authored by Supervisor Jurczyk to have a lakefront study committee that studied not only this transit center, but also O'Donnell Park.
Right.
That met for almost 6 months, and the county board did adopt a report that said the transit center should be redeveloped for other uses.
Okay.
And when the economic development director put out the RFI, he did discuss it with the chairman of this
previous chairman,
and she did not object to that RFI going out on the street. But she is no longer on the county board.
Right. Well, proper procedures were followed. I think it's extremely unfortunate that I don't know why this RFI or our last meeting, why it wasn't been able to be handled. It was supposed to be in closed session. But we're at that impasse. But so let's get to the point on the process. So up until this point, that process has been followed. Now we're looking at trying to ensure and procedures we've had before, that if we declare surplus, then the RFI process can begin. It is within the realm of the county executive to bring the RFI back, or he can make a recommendation to this board. Up to this point, we don't take control of the RFI, and that's what we're trying to do now with the change in this ordinance. Am I following everything correctly now, please?
The county executive can make a recommendation to the county board on any matter. For example, on the MSOE, we had a policy to do an RFP for only certain uses, but the county executive recommended that we approve the MSOE project, and the county board agreed. But when we initially got it, it wasn't consistent with the policies that we had previously adopted in the PERC.
Okay. So my last point is, and I really care about this. I'm sure we all do. And we want to have a procedure that's more clean. We want to get along on things and make sure that we're coming right. And, do we have to follow the I's and the T's? I mean, can't we cooperate together and really share information together when we're supposed to be working for the betterment of our citizens, like all of us talk about all the time? Just unfortunate, some of these turf things, I think, have to come about. We always put our staff, and we rely on our staff a lot on the county board in our different areas, as we should, because we get some information from them we can trust. We can go down our staff, I think, and talk about it. Now, we don't always agree on everything, of course, also. But let me put you on the spot, Mr. Baltman, then, in this ordinance or resolution, too. Is there anything here that you would question or caution this committee on, or do you feel that this is something proper and is something we should follow for the betterment of the future?
I believe that this resolution spells out the procedures that we've been using, but more specifically, but most importantly, it spells them out in advance of us dealing with each individual parcel, and I have no concerns with the language in this ordinance.
Well, I'm very happy to hear that. I think this brings to light some things we've been talking about, and I appreciate the previous works that have been done, and thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Ball.
Thank you, Supervisor Smith. Supervisor Wyshon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess that we need to clarify here the difference between how we just set a policy and now you want to change an ordinance change, because policy you can change. Ordinances require another county board vote to change that ordinance. So what you're putting in place is not a suggested guideline. You're putting in concrete parameters that have to be followed. And I believe we are changing it that so the county exec or the county board must follow, and it says shall include the following. And you have to follow these, so you do not have the flexibility to say, you know what, I don't want to do, I'm just going to do the sole source, I'm not going to do an RFP. We wouldn't have the flexibility for the MSOE project under this ordinance. And that is where I question it. And you know what, and the point is, maybe if I am reading it wrong, because it seems like, then that to me is the indication of, we just got this substitution literally minutes ago. So I think that instead of arguing the point of, you know, whether or not that, you know, this or that, I think it would be appropriate, and I'll make the motion, to lay the item over. We've done business for Milwaukee County 150 years without this ordinance change, that I don't think that then, you know, having one cycle here to lay it over so we can understand the nuances and how it will affect our disposition of on land sales. So at this time, I would like to make the motion to lay the item over. And I really do think we need to think through exactly how this will affect the process, because ordinance changes are much different than just simply setting a general policy that you have some flexibility. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor Wyshon. Supervisor Mayer, would you like to comment on Supervisor Wyshon's motion to lay over?
Well, no, I'm not. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm not going to support the layover. I think that what we have in front of us is a good mechanism to start where we have to be at. And as you look at it, this is how we have been proceeding before in the past. This last fiasco with the Transit Center unless someone can tell me when the chairman of the committee can make a decision for the committee without coming to the committee, I would like to know that. I don't care who's the chair or what committee. They have to come from the committee, not from the chairman of the committee. I think that what we have in front of us, that we should have proceed. This is going forward, not going backwards. The transit center is out the gate. Eventually, we will vote on it. I think it's a project going to be a good project for Milwaukee County. But I like this procedure, and I like the ordinance change. So because we need stability right now, because we have conflict with the first, with the second and the third floor. If we don't start working as a team, we can continue having these same issues. So I prefer to put some things in order so we all know what playing field we are. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Mayo. Supervisor Jersey.
Thank you. First of all, on the comment that this would not have permitted us to do the MSOE project. A specifically says a site-specific plan for disposition of property. So it would. F says any other agreement that the ECD committee desires to establish as appropriate, which may be determined by the totality of the circumstances regarding the real estate involved. I would like to point out to Supervisor Wyshon that I was the one vote against even doing this, because I stated at that time the county's not in the business of selling real estate, and we should always work site by site in developing a process. But the committee, in its wisdom, voted 6-1 to establish a policy. Since no one else prepared a resolution, I, as chair, attempted to outline the current process. And I think, in hindsight, this is a good idea, because what it does is get control of the process. And I totally agree with Supervisor Mayo. No single supervisor, even if they are a chair of a committee, gets to establish policy. This is what has gotten us into trouble with the transit center. This thing got away from us, and what this does is attempt to lay out an ordinance so hopefully it never happens again. What it does state is if property is declared surplus, as we did in that case, it immediately then goes to the ECD committee to establish the policy under which you're going to proceed, whether it's RFP, RFI, site-specific, any other agreement that you want to enter into. But at least you've then had a committee, you've had a majority vote, you've established a procedure, it goes to the full board, they're on board to do it. It establishes good public policy. So please vote against the layover. Supervisor Weish, and you should have voted against this the last time, if that was going to be your opinion on this. I think this is all-inclusive. This really puts the legislative policy-making branch of government in control of how you're going to proceed with property that's been declared surplus. And hopefully we will have then the cooperation of the administration and working with the committee, not to take over administrative jobs. That's not the intent of this. The intent of this is to establish good public policy by those of us who represent the public. So I will be against layover as well. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for that leeway.
Thank you, Supervisor Jersey. Supervisor Schmidt.
Yeah, I want to make sure I'm not talking against myself here. I don't have any problem with this kind of policy going forward myself. But here's my question. Has the bus left the terminal? In other words, if we pass this today, then do we start over in the process? I mean, we had to the transit center. We don't have to go back and reinvent that, because that's been started. Okay.
Correct.
Well, that answers my question, and thank you.
Supervisor Washington.
You're not on your head, so.
Then, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Then, if this does not affect the transit center in any way, shape, or form, there is no other piece of property that I'm aware of that we have declared surplus and are going to, you know, take some type of action on within now and our next committee cycle. So I don't think it is inappropriate to lay the item over so we can understand the differences and the nuances of creating a resolution. I would not be shocked if we pass this today and somehow the county exec allows this to go forward that then people on this board claim that this resolution, this ordinance, applies to the transit center because we've declared it surplus. And then under this ordinance, it would be up to this committee to decide how to dispose of it because we haven't taken any other action to get it sort of out of the gate and down the road. Now, that's why I said I want to clearly understand the difference and the nuances of creating this ordinance and requiring, like I said, that if the county exec would ever sign this, that then would require that an RFP or a different RFI or whatever, that whatever this committee decided, he'd have to follow. And it would negate anything that's been previously done on the transit center. Somebody needs to clarify in here how this does not apply to things that have already been declared surplus, because I just see on here that when... Yeah, and I agree. You've asked the question, and I don't believe that we've gotten a response from Corp Counsel, someone who can legally stand up here and say this ordinance change does not apply to the transit center.
Just
because. So I think it would be appropriate, like I said, rather than if this doesn't apply to the transit center, if that's the author has stated that this does not apply to the transit center or any of that. There is no other property that we've declared surplus that we're going to be taking action on prior to September, that it would be no problem just to lay this item over, get things fleshed out, and a clear understanding of the situation. There's no rush to this stuff if it doesn't apply to the transit center. And I would rather make good policy than something that just was put in front of me a few minutes ago. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
And Supervisor Washington, do you have a question for Corporation Counsel because they are here?
Yes, I would like Corporation Counsel to say if this is passed and signed by the county executive, if this ordinance change would apply to the transit center, which, as far as I know, only has been deemed surplus property.
Mark Grady, I see you in the room. Are you able to speak on this right now?
Chairman, supervisors, I have not seen the substitute resolution, so I have not seen the language, so I can only speak in general terms. If you pass an ordinance prior to authorizing the sale of the downtown transit center in any fashion or an agreement, and assuming that ordinance is signed by the executive, then I believe it would apply to the transit center. But again, having not seen the document, I'm a little leery of being definitive about it.
So what did you count? Never mind.
Thank you, Mr. Gray.
I mean, as long as you pass laws, ordinances, prior to taking action on some other matter, generally those ordinances will apply. I mean, that's the general principle I'm giving you.
So it would apply.
Good morning, Chairman, Supervisors.
Teotihuacan.
We would be supportive of the layover. Last cycle at the committee, the chair and the committee requested that we come back with a process for following land sales. You may or may not be aware, but the process from committee to one we have to submit into Legistar is very tight. Staff did start working on researching what options are best practices across the country, looking at five major municipality communities like we are. We're still in the process of doing that so that we can bring to you the policy best practices that you may want to consider as we draft policies going forward regarding this situation. The county executive doesn't necessarily have a prescribed procedure that he would like to recommend at this time. Not having the time to talk with Corporation Counsel and county board staff on the implications of this, there are also concerns that I have just sitting down if we would propose a land sale in the budget that's not a declared surplus, how would that work? So there's, I think, some issues that may be larger that we should think about moving forward. Again, the county executive is very supportive of having a process that's transparent and everyone understands what the next steps are, but having that process be a little bit more thoughtful and having some more time to reflect on what we're passing.
Thank you, Supervisor Jurczyk.
I have a friendly amendment. Make the effective date of this substitute resolution effective 30 days after publication. That would solve Supervisor Weishan's concern. The administration constantly tells us about this tight timeline on getting things posted on Legistar as an excuse for not doing things. I continue to point out, I voted against the idea of doing this. In hindsight, I think it is a good idea. I sat down with staff. This is, in fact, the procedure. It's very general in terms of what can be looked at. It is possible to draft something and get it in for proper referral to the chairwoman of the board prior to Legistar. And this was, in fact, done under the procedure that is the policy of the legislative branch. And if we're going to continue to make good policy and follow guidelines, this has been done under that procedure. We surely can get things done in time and move forward if we attempt to do the work. So a friendly substitute amendment. I would be happy to put an effective date 30 days after publication. That should take care of Supervisor Weishan's concern without messing this up. We have not scheduled anything on the agenda this morning for Transit Center. This should not be discussing Transit Center. This should be a policy on how we proceed with real estate sales. So I'm willing to offer that friendly amendment. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Jurczyk. Committee Clerk, are you clear on that amendment?
Yes. Effective 30 days after publication.
Thank you. I have several supervisors and the ECD department. Should we? Mayo was first. Would you like to yield to the department?
No.
Go ahead.
My friendly amendment is I'm not going to support the friendly amendment. My friendly amendment, so everyone is very clear that this friendly amendment just excludes the Transit Center. So if it can go into effect as soon as possible, just exclude the Transit Center because that's in the process right now. So there will be no excuse, no qualm, anything. And that's it. That's my friend. For this resolution, from this date forth, excluding the Transit Center, this process will go into effect.
Thank you, Supervisor Mayo. Committee Clerk, so we have two amendments.
Well, first, Mr. Chairman,
I want to order. Can I be clear with the Committee Clerk real quick? We have two amendments, right?
Two friendly amendments.
Two friendly amendments, correct.
Okay. And you're clear on the language of the second amendment?
Second, I will read back from this date forth, excluding the Downtown Transit Center.
Correct.
Thank you, Committee Clerk.
Supervisor
Weishan.
Thank you. I believe the motion in front of us is the layover, and if you want to take up any amendments, you have to deal with the layover motion first. So I think it's inappropriate that we discuss different amendments and things like that at this time. The question before the committee is, should the item be laid over? And I think just by our discussions and the things that need to be worked on, that is testament to saying that this item needs to be laid over so we can flesh out all of the details necessary to make this a proper ordinance change. So once again, I would just reiterate that the item before us is to lay over the item. I would hope that you would support that layover, and we should discuss that. Thank you.
Thank you. Brian, do you have a comment on the layover? Go ahead.
Well, thank you, Chairman, Supervisors. Brian DeFore, Director of Economic Development. As Economic Development, we would definitely support the layover. I commend Supervisor Jurczyk and her initiative to put this together. We do have an Economic Development Department. We do have a Real Estate Department. We would love to actually give feedback and work with the board and board staff on how to make this better. Right now, I see we talk about development or procedure. We still really don't have a clear procedure that I'm able to talk to people about. I mean, there's six different options really we can do, and so when we go into to look into selling a parcel or going into talks with a developer or real estate professionals who's interested and they ask me what the procedure is, there's six different ones that the board could use on any given day, and so there's really no clarity still to that. And the other thing I think you're going to be hearing again from Ronald McDonald the next one. I think that was a perfect procedure. I think that was absolutely great. We worked with the board on having to go into negotiations. I think Craig Dillman from Real Estate Services and Glenn Boltman were fantastic working together, and really Supervisor Schmidt was the key to this. I mean, his leadership and being in every meeting and making sure things went through properly, I mean, that I think you're going to see that. That's when everyone works together and we have a defined procedure set in place before we get started, things actually work well. And so I would just recommend the layover so we could actually have real estate and economic development meet with board staff to better define a process, because this is just a number of things here.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Yes, I'm sorry to speak again, but this is pretty darn important. And, you know, we said we're not supposed to speak to the transitor. We spoke about 8 times already today.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is, I think the executive has brought something finally down here or sent something to the board. You know, I want to move forward. We don't have to agree all the time. We don't have to agree with the county executive all the time. I mean, this is what checks and balances are all about. But in the last analysis, we're talking about all these things in economic development. And I think as a majority committee, let's look at last month what we did. We moved forward on a couple of projects. Everybody didn't vote for it. It was 5-2, okay? But I think I've been very consistent in economic development. I want to move things forward. We're in a situation we need to do. And I'm not going to point fingers, okay, but things could have been done much better in this process, to say the least, okay? And people can take responsibility where it is, okay? I think we need to be have to talk to every single point here. But you know what? I did ask the question. I mean, I don't want to talk out of both sides of my mouth. We have to strive to be consistent in our policy making here. I think I'm very consistent in economic development areas. I hope in all areas. We have glitches once in a while. It's important we try to stay consistent. But I think for consistency here, I asked a specific question, which I think is very important, because we want to move forward on this. Then if we pass an ordinance today, according to Corporation Council, according to you know what answers we get, is that we've made policy. We are talking about a process now that we want to make sure we want to work forward together. We want both the executive and legislative process people to be crystal clear, not crystal rich, but crystal clear on where we are going. And I think it is important, because this question remains, and we're going to have infighting if we pass this today. All you know, we can't make friendly amendments that it doesn't apply to transit center, because that's a friendly amendment. That doesn't mean anything. That's not ordinance, okay? So it just would come back again. So I want to move things forward, but we got to make sure we are on the same page, or at least to try to get something. If we can't be on the same page, then fine. But I think we do make policy. I think we should have been more of this process. But like I said, this process has gone far enough along that I want to make sure that our squabbles, you know, do not stop a project, Transit Center, that definitely should go forward. So that's why, you know, I'd like to see this go forward. But I think we need to have some cooperation between the two. You know, bygones are bygones. Your enemies are your friends tomorrow. We better start learning this. We can argue about this, but we got to come to some consensus on this. We're going to have 4 years together. We got some wonderful economic things coming up today and last month that we passed. So we can work together. So, you know, I'm not going to vote on something today, nor I don't think it's very responsible. If you think transfer should go forward, if you vote for this today, then you can't have it both ways. I mean, I can't. If I vote for this, then since something happens with transit, then I'm not allowed to go forward with transit, because the whole ball game has changed. The ordinance has passed. So I don't want to be put in that position. That's why I will support layover.
Thank you, Supervisor Schmidt. Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to make sure it's very clear. If I support this resolution, it's not about the transit center. Matter of fact, the reason why I brought the ask for that friendly amendment, so people can look at our resolution and have something forth. So I don't think anyone who supports this is saying they do not support the transit center. I prefer none of my colleagues try to put that on the table. The bottom line, we are trying to find a resolution and a procedure that we can deal with. I'm happy that people came to the table and stated that we're going to work together from the third and second floor to come up with a procedure. We can always add or do something else. But let's make it very clear, because my colleagues want to support something, and when Corp Counsel came up who did not see this and make that statement, you have the right to vote the way you want, not about the Transit Center. It's basically on this resolution. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor Mayo. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the vote to lay over.
On the layover, Supervisors Bowen?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Chair. Mayo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
On the vote No.
On the vote to lay over.
Actually, Matt, or Jurisic, you should have been first.
I should have been first?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mayo?
No.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Weishan?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
No.
Two ayes, three noes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk.
Mr. Chairman, comments? Now, someone should make a motion to amend this, because this is a resolution by a supervisor, so there should be a motion, not just adding it as a friendly amendment.
Okay. Supervisor Jersey.
The friendly amendment, the amendment, whatever we want to call it, if Supervisor Mayo wants to add the Transit Center part, I would suggest we do it in the resolution part of this,
yeah,
and not the ordinance part. So you could do it at line... or 34, adding another be it resolved clause stating that this, whereas this ordinance shall be prospective, in other words, it only goes forward, and specifically does not apply to the surplus designation of the Transit Center. Supervisor Mayo, does that take care of it?
Take care of it.
And then I would suggest, as the second friendly amendment, after line 74, add 75, the effective date of this ordinance. Shall be 20 days after publication. 30 days after publication.
And Mr. Chairman, if the committee wants, those two can be voted together if they're both one amendment.
I move those two together as an attempt to find compromise on this committee.
Okay.
So moved.
Thank you, Supervisor Jersey. So we'll vote on those together. Supervisor Schmidt.
I'd like to ask the Madam Chair of this committee, the maker of the friendly amendment, that I think we're in a very difficult situation here. Now, we've got 2 weeks, okay? Maybe at the discretion of Madam Chair, let me just throw it out, okay? We could have the Chancellor Administration to say something on this. I like the basics of this, but as I've talked about in the last amendment, the way I voted, I'm worried about that. I want to see things worked out between us. Is there a possibility you could still agendize? We have time till the 26th that if we... And it supersedes anything that's been done by anybody else, because you're the chair, okay, that you could call a special meeting at your discretion when you can find time, that we could take this issue as well as the transit issue in a special meeting. I would make that request, please. Mr. Chair, I'm making it to the chair of the committee.
Supervisor Jersey, would you like to follow?
Asked,
respectfully.
Respectfully. four members of this committee have signed a petition to call a special meeting. That has been done without my signature.
Mm-hmm.
I think to keep this strictly as a policy discussion, which is the spirit in which it is offered, attempting to establish the policy of this legislative branch so that the administration is very clear when we go forward on matters of selling real estate, that we establish policy and they then move forward understanding the policy. That is the spirit in which this is being offered. There's no reason why we can't make that decision at this meeting. It's been properly put on the agenda, and I might add, followed all of the rules of the chairwoman of this board for submitting resolutions and getting it properly before the public, fully disclosed in open meeting laws, met all the timelines required. I would like to suggest that we have done what we needed to do to move forward with establishing good public policy. There's no need to do the calling of a special meeting on this, Supervisor Schmidt. The four members of this committee have already called a special meeting. That was done without my cooperation, and I assume they will move forward with their special meeting. In fact, I'm going to make it known right now in public. I am at a family reunion on the 23rd and will not be present. So the committee has the right to move forward with four signatures. They will do so, but let's establish some good policy here on sale of land. That's all this is an attempt to do. There would be no need to separately agenda this and put it on a special meeting. We had all of the rules to get this to move forward, and in the spirit of cooperation, this does nothing other than lay out the procedure, as Mr. Bultman has already said, that we already have with regard to land sales. Really, the only change we're making here is we clarify that before anything happens on land sales, it comes before this body to set the procedure. So we avoid things like chairpersons giving informal decrees, and then we get ourselves in the kind of a problem that we have right now with regard to the transit center. That's all this is doing, to set good policy. So I'm not going to agree to call special meetings on this. It's properly agendaed and before us right now. And I would ask your cooperation. We've done the friendly amendments to make it clear that this isn't going to apply to past surplus sales. It's even included effective date so that we're very clear when it becomes prospective. And by the way, I think we're being fair to the administration as well. This is open-ended. They can come before us, make any recommendations they want under either A of the ordinance, site-specific, or F, any other agreement the ECT committee desires to establish. All we're really doing here is making everyone get on the same page before they go off and start dealing with developers, before the public has had any input in it. So I think this is very good public policy. I would please ask that you join me in getting the policy established. Thank you.
Let me cover some more of the supervisors, then we'll come back to the administration. Supervisor Washon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If this is about cooperation, if this doesn't apply to anything with the transit center, then once again, I didn't quite understand why we couldn't take our time to develop this policy by communicating supervisors to get into the resolution everything that we'd like to see, rather than doing this on the fly, trying to craft something, wordsmith something, here in committee, rather than, I didn't receive any kind of information prior to receiving the packet that this was in there. We didn't receive the substitute ordinance, resolution ordinance, until we sat down here. I don't consider that to be cooperation. I consider that to be trying to manipulate the process to get an outcome so people haven't had time to clearly think about the ramifications of this. And just, I want to be clear for everyone. We have a process. When things are declared surplus, it's then at the discretion of the county executive. That's the current policy. They go, and if they want to do a process, there's nothing that stops them from going out and negotiating with anybody. And in fact, that is a site-specific. And it is just the relationship between the county executive and the county board that has determined whether or not they come down here and ask, or supervisors who are very interested in the project may then put forward a resolution declaring you have to do X, Y, and Z. But the county has had a policy of how to dispose of property, and we've used that on multiple different occasions to dispose of property in some pretty high-profile situations. So this idea that there is somehow the system isn't functioning or something, it has and is working. And with this, like I said, I think that it would be a bad step in policy to go forward without Corp Counsel clearly defining what the effects of this resolution, this ordinance change would be. So not to be redundant, but I believe that a motion to refer this to Corp Counsel for a written opinion would be the appropriate step, because, like I said, I sat down at this desk and all of a sudden, here's a substitute resolution. I'm not going to set a policy that could affect hundreds of millions of dollars worth of real estate in Milwaukee County based on looking at this with no legal advice for 5 minutes and a debate that has gone back and forth. So the motion that I'd like to put before the committee is to refer to Corp Counsel for a written opinion.
Committee clerk, can I be clear? We had a motion for an amendment, and now we have no motion for
to refer to
Corp Counsel.
That takes precedence. Call the vote on that.
Call the vote on the refer. Okay. Ms. Tolhurst, would you like to comment on the refer to Corporate Counsel?
No.
Okay. So we'll have you wait till after this vote. Madam Clerk, could you call the roll on the motion to refer?
Supervisors Jurczyk?
No.
Bowen? I'm sorry. Mayo?
No.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
No.
2 ayes, 3 noes.
Yes, thank you. I just wanted to clarify, so procedurally, what occurred with the Transit Center would have still occurred under this resolution and ordinance. So just to restate the Director of Economic Development and I believe Supervisor Wyshon's comments, that this procedurally doesn't change anything for how we dispose of county land. So I don't know if this is giving the administration any further guidance, because we could have brought down a site-specific disposition plan for the Transit Center based on the policy of the Long Range Lakefront Planning Committee, and we would be having this discussion once there's already policy on the books about which policy procedure takes precedent and how we should have interpreted that. So, again, I think that there's just some clarification that needs to be done in order of procedure. If this doesn't set good policy, it sets us up to have disagreements in the future. So,
thank you, Ms. Tolhurst. Supervisor Jackson.
I could not disagree more with that comment. It would absolutely have avoided the problem, because there would have been a formal vote taken. If we were going to do, for example, an RFI process, there would have been a formal recommendation that that's the way we would proceed. This committee would have voted that up or down and gone to the full board. We would have then established a policy that we would go forward with an RFI process or any of the other array on the ballot that is described. That is exactly what did not happen on the Transit Center, and that is what we are trying to clean up here. I could not disagree more with that comment. There would have been a requirement to have a formal process
set by this committee going forward. So that's exactly what this is trying to clean up. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I believe we have the friendly amendment and a motion to approve before us. I'd like to call the vote on that. I think we've had enough discussion.
I'm going to allow Supervisor Weishaupt to get in. Then we'll get to that vote.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What has it been, 75 years since we've had a county executive? And we, all of the processes that are in place have been followed. There is not anything that has been done that has not been consistent with county board policy or county the Milwaukee County policy. The fact is, when land is declared surplus, it is then up to the executive or the board to take an initial step to define that process. It's an open process. There's nothing that says, and that's why we have this ordinance change recommendation in front of us, is to say that now when something is deemed surplus, it will come before the County Economic Development Committee, and we will then define the process. So, you know, to say that, you know, the process hasn't been followed, whatever, the executive, even though I haven't necessarily, you know, I wish they would have done a few things differently, he is following the established policy that's been around for, you know, three quarters of a century. So that is what's before us. And just, you know, comment that they did come down and talk to the previous chair. Whether people like it or not, there was a time before this term that the world didn't just begin in April with this new county board and this new site, that the transit center and all of the other and all the other economic development things were going on well before this term. And to think that you can go back and unravel time and pretend that things didn't exist, and just because different people are in different positions on the county board, somehow that negates the last, you know, couple years here, is just wrong and inappropriate. So we have a process. It's been followed. It's been followed correctly. And in fact, I think this resolution at this time, without it being fully thought through and the ramifications of it, and I think to all my colleagues, you have to remember, it's an ordinance change. You're putting stuff in concrete. As Corp Counsel said, this is the law. This isn't just a general policy that you might want to think about following. This is what you have to do. And I think that's why it would have been wise to lay this over to get better discussion. I think it would have been wise to have a written opinion from Corp Counsel. But those people seem to be hell-bent on proving their point. They can never be wrong, even though the track record is totally opposite. So I would hope that we would just vote this down and, you know, be at that, and we can develop some good positive policy in the future. Thank you.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the amendment.
Point of order. I don't know all the wording yet. Do we have that down, please?
That's pretty okay. Important. Okay.
Does anybody have the exact wording here and the lines it's going to be?
Committee Clerk, can you read the language, please?
Amendment number one by Mayo. After line 34, we would add an additional be it resolved clause, whereas as this ordinance shall be prospective and specifically does not apply to the surplus designation of the downtown transit center.
Mm-hmm.
Friendly amendment number two.
If I could correct, though, it should be it resolved rather than the word you read the word whereas.
It's a be it resolved clause.
Yeah.
It's not a whereas so clause. You know.
Should have started off with the word.
Instead of
word.
Okay, got it.
Should be
that result. Okay.
I've
made a note.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. And then amendment number two would come after line 74. Added at line 75, effective date of the ordinance shall be 30 days after publication.
And the motion was to take them together.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All supervisors clear on the language. Looks like we are. All right. So If you could roll a roll on the amendment, please.
Supervisors Jurczyk?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Weishaun?
No.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
4 ayes, 1 no.
Move approval as amended.
Madam Chair, it's approval of the substitute as amended.
Thank you.
We have a motion to move for approval as move substitute amendment as amended. Okay, we're getting a little twisted here. You can call the roll on.
Supervisors Jurczyk?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Weishaun?
No.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
4 ayes, 1 no.